5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's a dumb way you hurt yourself? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. You know, it's funny, Raven, because hopefully you can't tell the difference right now, but I'm broadcasting from home. Right now I am sitting in my family room. I am in my pajamas, and I live in this room. I have my couch, and I have this little studio set up here, and this is as far as I can go because I had knee surgery almost a week ago at this point. And I can't walk. I can't do anything. They actually had end up operating on both legs, and it stinks. But the worst part, Raven, is when people ask, like, oh, what'd you do? How'd you do it? Because it's so dumb and embarrassing, and it's, like, not a good story whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you were a hero, if you were saving a friend or digging somebody out of a ditch, or I had to drag a buddy underneath barbed wire under fire, like, that would be one thing. But, you know, not a likely story that you're going to hear.
No. But when people ask, how did you do this while you end up needing the surgery? I have to say that I was at the gym and I was doing leprechaun, and that was the reason why I tore my ACL and my meniscus and ruined my legs.
This is why leprechauns only do kicks one time a year, right? That's and true. With a vigorous workup before they go ahead and do it. You got to do a lot of stretching before you do that.
You ever look at leprechauns and wonder why their legs are so thin and so they're so like limber? It's because they do plenty of leprechaun kicks all the time. Now, if you're not familiar with what a leprechaun kick is at a gym, it's when it's kind of like a jump squat when you jump up, but you click your heels in the middle and then you go back into the jump squat. It is dumb. And I just do them because, I don't know, I feel like they're a variation of a jump squat, and I thought they were cool.
Yeah.
But when I did it, I heard, like, I was doing them. I'm like, all right, we're going to do, like, 20 leprechaun kicks. No big deal. I do them all the time. No big deal. I go. I do it. I do the first one. All good. I go up for the second one. I hear a very distinct pop, pop. And all the ladies that were working out next to me just looked at me. And then you had to, like, play it off and that cool, like, no, I'm good.
As you fall to the ground, right?
Oh my gosh.
Class is over.
Terrible. Yeah. I never in my life had I had a problem with my knee. That's it. How did you do it? Oh, I was doing leprechaun jumps like an idiot.
Yeah. You know, as far as dumb ways that I hurt myself, first that comes to mind is the time that my lawnmower dragged me through my my fence gate as I slipped off the peg. I'm not even exactly sure how it happened, but, you know, the lawnmower took off on me. I'd got off of the lawnmower trying to open the gate to drive through the gate. And then the lawnmower decided it was going to go anyways and dragged me through the gate as I went. And, you know, that seemed to be like a bad way to get hurt and get injured there. But, you know, what are you going to do?
The funny part about that story, Raven, is the fact that you drove that lawnmower through the gate in the fence. Like three times. At what point are you like, I am not equipped to be a man and to ride this lawnmower?
Well, I don't cut the lawn anymore. Yard. I mean, the truth is I don't cut the lawn anymore. So, you know, that much is true. I don't do that. Yesterday, I hurt myself dumb way cleaning out my closet, and I must have kicked the dog crate. The dogs sleep on the floor, and I must have kicked the crate so hard. I swear my pinky toe is broken. So that's what I'm dealing with today. I'm walking with a limp right now.
Yeah. I thought it was dumb when I went slip and sliding in college and I had to pull that Budweiser bottle out of my leg and had to go to the emergency room. I thought that was a dumb way to get hurt. This may top that. 100%.
No, that was dumb too.
What was the dumb way that you hurt yourself? 1-800-330-9999. What was the dumb way you hurt yourself? 1-800-330-9999. I am laid out on my couch right now. You can't see me, but that's what's happening. I had knee surgery last week. They ended up having to operate on my good leg too. And it was all because I was doing leprechaun jumps at the gym. How dumb is that?
It's pretty dumb.
Yep. Hi, it's Ian on Raven. How'd you hurt yourself?
I actually woke up in the middle of the night. One night, I guess I was having like a really bad nightmare or something. But in the middle of the night, I kicked the wall so hard that I fractured three of my toes.
Oh my gosh.
That stinks.
Oh.
You put a hole in the wall?
No, you guys, it hurts so bad. And, you know, I was woken up that way.
Yeah, I think it's funny that you sleep with your bed up against the wall. I always had a hard time with that. When I was in college, it was the only time my bed was against the wall.
Yeah.
And I hated it. I felt like I would roll into it and I would feel trapped all the time. I would never do that anymore.
Apartments, you got to make the best of what space you got, right?
Yeah.
I mean, forget it.
Yeah. Hi, Anna and Raven, the dumbest way you hurt yourself.
I stood on a foldable chair knowingly. And I just, it folded when I stood on it.
It's like, it's
that's
like,
that's how gravity works.
It's 101 is you can't trust the folding chairs.
Wait, so you were hanging something or something? What were you doing? Trying to kill a spider on the ceiling?
Yeah, I was hanging something. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, it's a foldable chair. It's fine.
Nope.
Yeah, and went to the ER, and I had a broken ankle. That was the dumbest and most expensive decoration I've ever hung.
I have to say that I've done worse, because all our chairs here in the studio are on wheels, and I have gotten on top of them many, many times to hang things, to reach things. And every time I think this is the last time, because next time is going to be the time I fall.
Mm.
And it hasn't happened yet, but
the folding chair is like a trap.
It
because
will.
On the outside, you know, the lip is like, it's slightly elevated if you didn't notice. And so it invites you. It says, I'm safe. Everything will be fine here. And then what happens is the second you get on the chair and you actually have to get your balance, you pivot just a bit. And now your foot rose towards the back, and now it's half folding itself up. That's it. You were doomed.
Yeah.
You were doomed. You found yourself in the Iron Maiden, the contraption.
Dan on Raven, what's the dumbest way you got hurt?
So my grill, I have a propane grill, and the starter stopped working. So I was like, oh, I can, you know, just get one of those long kitchen lighters and turn it on and just stick my hand in there and light it. I'm sure that'll work. So I did just that. And my grill pretty much exploded.
Yeah.
I had the gas running for a while because I was trying to figure out how to light it.
Good.
And I singed my entire arm hair.
Oh, my gosh.
I had no hair on my right arm.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to pop the top, man. Don't ever light it with the top down. Never. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned it. Learned that.
Right. Be lucky you just lost your arm hair, not your arm.
Or an eyeball.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the dumb way you got hurt?
I mean, I'm that guy now. I'm one of those guys who fell off the ladder taking down the Christmas lights.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
I mean, it was only 6 feet, thank God. But, you know, my back has just not been the same since.
Oh, man. I started rolling off the ladder. I was like 12, 14 feet in the air. Right. I was doing the lights on the outside of my house.
Yeah. It's scary. It's really scary.
It's scary once you start going. By the time you hit the ground, like, you're just hoping not to hear like something snap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you start going, it's like, whoa, and then you know, kind of say a little prayer as you go.
My best friend Danielle, her husband, fell off the ladder and he broke both his wrists because he put his hands down to brace the fall.
Oh.
Oh, it was terrible.
What's the dumb way you hurt yourself? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Leprechaun kicks. Imagine how embarrassing that is to have to tell people, like, oh, how did you have to have knee surgery? What happened to your knee? And you have to say, oh, I was doing leprechaun kicks at the gym like a giant idiot. And all of a sudden I blew out my knee.
I mean, it's so much easier to explain if you like lived in Ireland or something like that. You were part of some sort of traveling show or something. That would make sense. Just, you know, in general, no, not easy to explain. What was the dumb way you hurt yourself? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
It was a couple months ago. I was cleaning my bedroom. I put a laptop half on my desk, half off. Accidentally knocked it off a few minutes ago. A few minutes later, I fell on my foot, and I broke my foot and the laptop at the same time.
Oh, that is the absolute worst. There's nothing worse than dropping your laptop. I dropped my laptop DJing one of those dumb pandemic party things in my garage. So it fell on the cement.
Oh,
I was so mad, man. I was so mad about that.
Yeah, it made me mad, too.
Anna and Raven, what's the dumb way that you hurt yourself?
This was back in high school, but I was baking cookies, and I put the oven mitt on my right hand when they were ready, and then I grabbed them with my left hand.
Oh, man.
So I had a really nasty burn. It was really dumb.
I had one of those, too. I was making a chicken pot pie, and I went to go grab it, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I grabbed it barehanded, like a Neanderthal.
Right.
And, yeah, ended up in the emergency room with third-degree burns all over my hands.
As kids, we all do the cookie tray thing, but, you know, of course, then we're kids. When we're adults, we're just dumb.
Right.
Right. I blame the white wine. Sauvignon Blanc.
Right.
Ann Raven, what's the dumb way that you hurt yourself?
Oh, I was about 13 years old, and I was laughing as I was walking into my bathroom, and I closed my eyes and caught my foot on the corner of the door jamb, broke and dislocated my toe in two spots.
Oh, that is the worst.
Just going to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. My toe went sideways and stayed that way.
Hard to explain
every time you're at the pool from then on, right? Ann Raven, what's the dumb way that you hurt yourself?
So I would probably have to say the best way I hurt myself was senior year of high school, playing kickball in gym, first kick, bent down to catch the ball, was running, couldn't stop, ran right into the bleachers and broke my finger.
First day. Ann Raven, what's the dumb way that you hurt yourself?
Probably the dumbest thing I've ever done is I fell out of bed and I tore my rotator cuff getting up to go to the bathroom.
In
hindsight, I should have just peed the bed.
Well, I mean, if those are options, if you knew that was going to happen, you would have rolled the dice, but
I know.
I got to be honest with you. First night after surgery here, I had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I have to sleep downstairs on the couch. I can't go up the stairs. And I thought about it. I was like, I just have to hold it to morning. I just have to hold it to morning. It was the longest night of my life.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're 60, you can't hold it that long.
Right. It's true. Ann Raven, what's the dumb way that you hurt yourself?
So about a year ago, my husband and I purchased a travel trailer, and we've been renovating it. And back about 4 years ago, I had a car accident. I injured my shoulder, and I had surgery. So while we were renovating the camper one night, we had gotten a little bit too tipsy, and I fell in the camper, and I broke my shoulder again. And I'm out right now. I just had surgery.
Oh, man. This is why you never give your friends the beer until after the paint party is completed. Seriously, come on.
Well, I hope you have a speedy recovery and somebody to bring you coffee.
I hope you do too.